morning we're continuing with our reports about people getting out there and creating their own jobs. And this morning we have a very interesting one for you, a husband and wife team who started out making their own soap. Valerie Cox has been to County Meath where it's all happening. Valerie.
Well, actually, this has its roots in the last recession in 1989 when Donna Quigley's parents and siblings emigrated to Australia. Now, when Donna was 21, he decided to come back to Ireland and train as a thatcher. But that didn't do too well because although he loved the work, he said it was too hard to make a serious living. And then he met up with Gemma, and Gemma, her background is drama and fine arts, and she's also a kinesiologist, I think I've got it right.
And what is that?
It's a person who studies alternative methods of healing, mainly bone structure, that type of thing. Okay.
This is Gemma McGowan.
Yeah. So 4 years ago, Donna and Gemma, his girlfriend, now his wife, decided they'd go visit Donna's parents in Australia. And that was the start of their new business. So they told me how it all happened.
Well, we went to Australia to visit Donna's family because they all lived over there. They would have moved in the last recession and they all still live over there. His mum, dad and his sisters and his brother all still live there. So we went over to visit them and it was a big deal because it was my first time meeting the family over there. So, you know, it was all a little bit nerve-wracking, etc. But we went off and we had a major road trip while we were over there and we visited lots of craft markets and stalls and everything. And what we realised was that there was a lot of people making these beautiful handmade soaps that we hadn't really come across at home. And Donna always had a little bit of a skin complaint, you know, and he hadn't found anything that suited his skin whatsoever. And we brought some of the soaps home with us and he started using them and they were absolutely fantastic. So he decided he was going to start making his own.
It was literally two pots on the kitchen stove at home. I think our first trade show was Showcase January 2010. We were so green, we didn't even know what a wholesale price list was. So we did that show in the ODS, we took loads of orders, and it was a case of be careful of what you wish for, because we spent the next 6 weeks working in the kitchen with two pots up till about 2 o'clock in the morning filling these
making
orders.
Soap.
Yeah.
But it worked.
It worked, yeah. It was shortly after that, and I kind of begged, borrowed and stole some money from friends and family, because at the time the banks weren't really that, you know, interested. It was such a fledgling thing as well. But we set up a small workshop in Kells where I bought a couple of vats that came out of Coca-Cola and Drada, and we modified them and just started doing what we were doing in the kitchen, but doing it in a bigger scale in Kells.
And how did you know how to make the soap? Where did you get the recipes?
Well, Don actually went and did two soap making courses. He did this crazy transatlantic crossing on a handmade boat over to America from Drogheda to Boston 3-4 years ago now. And while he was over there, he took a soap making course, as you do when you sail across the Atlantic in a handmade boat. And he also went and did a soap making course in the UK with Melinda Koss, who would be one of the soap making gurus, if you like. So came back with all of these ideas. But in terms of the scents, we did a lot of experimenting ourselves with an oil burner and just bought in lots of different bottles of oils and kind of rolled with it and saw what worked for us.
Some people must have thought you were mad.
A lot of people still do, I think. But yes, yeah, you just have to have a go with these things, you know.
As a native of the town of Kells, they are, and they're very well known in the area. And also, design is very, very important.
Oh, yeah.
As well,
I mean, look at
the design
it.
Of the boxes and that kind of stuff is fabulous.
It's this kind of retro look. Mm. And they've put all sorts of little funny things. And we've actually got some of the products here, Miles. Do you want to try that one?
Yeah, you've got this. Is what is it? But it's hang on.
It's cedarwood, I think.
Cedarwood and lemongrass. It's a body lotion.
Yeah, she rubs them on there, and we'll see.
Some in my hands and have a smell of it. Oh yeah, smells of lemon.
It's gorgeous, isn't it? Gorgeous. It's all natural, natural perfumes. There is no nasties in it at all. So it's good stuff.
And we've decided that Gem is a kinesiologist.
Yes.
And Noel texts in to say, wait for it, are the soap makers cleaning up? Okay, Noel, it's your responsibility, not mine. Now, you got to look at the production, and it's not just soap that they're making.
No, there's now a big variety of products, like, for example, that body lotion. So I went on a tour of the factory.
Well, these are the vats, Valerie. These are the heart and soul of the operation. So everything we make starts in these vats here.
How much soap would they hold?
Batch size now is about 4,000 bars of soap for us.
Now, what have these guys done?
They're labelling a whole load of shampoo and shower gel, and that's all going to the Shelburne Hotel. So they'll use that in all the bedrooms in the Shelburne. It's a semi-automatic process, so not yet fully automated. It's still the handmade soap company.
Do you ever spill them?
Don't go there.
We're going to have a look at the products, and you started off with just bars of soap, but it's got very exotic. What's that, Gemma?
I have here some fantastic Dead Sea bath salts with lavender and rosemary.
Now, we have to smell them. Oh, they're lovely, yeah. Donny, you have a whole range of candles.
Yeah, we've a whole range of candles to complement each of the ranges. We make them all here, like all our stuff. So it's made from 100% natural soya wax.
That's amazing.
We use Italian cotton wick candles, and we scent them with just the best of essential oils.
And you actually print your own logo on the glass.
Yeah. So they're branded like the rest of our products.
So what are the different ranges?
We have the lavender range, which is with a hint of mint and rosemary and thyme in it. We have the grapefruit and Mei Chang range. We have the cedarwood and lemongrass range. And then we have our gardener and kitchen range, which is a different blend of scents for different products. And then we have the men's shaving range as well, which goes incredibly well.
I thought all men used electric shavers nowadays.
No, there's a big move back to the old wet style shaving with the shaving brush and the traditional soap.
It might surprise some people to know that one of your best sellers is actually carbolic soap, old fashioned carbolic soap.
Yeah, it's a real nostalgic thing. It really evokes an old kind of a feeling of Saturday night in the baths at home, scrubbing behind the ears.
You've also expanded into Aer Lingus.
We were on the in-flight brochures for a couple of seasons with this. It's just a lovely little travel pack with 50ml amenities, great for taking on the airplane with you. Body lotion, shampoo, conditioner, shower gel, and a lovely little fresh handmade soap.
Now, I have to ask you, how does your marriage survive the two of you working together?
We've survived pretty well, and we don't really fight. We have the odd standoff every once in a while, but you know we don't really argue about it at all. We just kind of get on with it.
So who wins, Donna?
It's a give and take. The secret of any successful marriage.
What he's saying is that Gemma always wins. I knew that things were going well for about a year or so, or even less than that, after they set up, when I saw in Wales, went into a shop in Wales in a town in Pembrokeshire, and they had handmade soap products on sale at that stage. And I have to say that I'm becoming a little bit predictable, because whenever I buy and things for anybody, it's the first port of call is the handmade soap.
That's okay, Miles, you don't mind.
I'm kind of running out of rope on that one at this stage. Okay, now they've left the old kitchen, they've expanded into great new premises, very interesting new premises, in Slane.
It's the old mill in Slane, the old Jebb's Mill, which was built in 1763. And that was built originally as a place for stone grinding corn and supplying flour to the local area. Now, I do have to say, the mill is not open to the public. This is just where they manufacture their products. If you want to get their products, they have about 80 stockists around the country. Lots of pharmacies, gift shops, the Evoca and the Kilkenny shops and so on. And they're now employing six people full time, which is very, very good. So they've taken over this old mill complex, and we had a look at it. Now, we're here at the old mill on the banks of the Boyne. You can hear the water running down there beneath us. Tell me about the old mill, because, Donna, it is quite a change from the kitchen in your little house.
Yeah, it's just the next step up, Valerie, and it's just such a beautiful place to work. We just kept running out of space where we were in Kells, so we were just trying to find the premises that kept in fitting with what we're trying to do. We use the best natural ingredients. It's just an amazing natural environment to work in, and it's just so peaceful in there. You just walk in and it's just a nice place to come to work in.
Oh, it's absolutely stunning. I mean, being this close to the water, it does just evoke a whole presence of calm, keeps the mind clear, keeps you a bit more focused when you're surrounded by peace and tranquility.
Have you started exporting yet?
Yeah, we export to a number of different countries, to America, to Germany, to Sweden, to Japan. The export market is growing all the time.
Now, the big question, are you millionaires yet?
No. We're still here.
Is that a kind of a definite no or an iffy no?
That's a definite no.
No, look, business is good, but it's a long, hard crawl. You know, it's hard work. We're delighted to be able to employ local people, and we're currently growing about 80-90% a year, which is fantastic in the current environment. So we're happy enough with that.
And somebody texts in to ask or say, cedarwood and lemongrass sounds gorgeous. Is there a deodorant? There isn't a deodorant so far, but we could probably suggest that to them, that they might go for a deodorant. I'll tell you something, though. The cedarwood and lemongrass, if you put that on your hands, you don't need a deodorant or put it anywhere on your person. It is fantastic. They have moustache wax, by the way.
You could try that, Miles.
If I had a moustache, I suppose I could grow one. I'd have to grow one and give it a go. I think the days of Salvador Dali have passed. Anyway, somebody else is asking, what's the range of the product? What's the name of the product? It's the Handmade Soap Company, and it's a range of products. And the website is www.thehandmadesoapcompany.ie. Valerie, thank you very much indeed for that.